Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we had a very interesting show last night, I thought, with Mark Farrell of HonestMediaToday.com. He's produced some really provocative and controversial DVDs, some very interesting videos on some very interesting topics that are the kind of things you don't see in the mainstream media in this country. And, of course, Republic Broadcasting Network is also responsible for bringing you a lot of things that you don't get in our so-called mainstream media, and that's a good thing. I had the pleasure of talking to a gentleman who's right now putting together a series of best of broadcasts from RBN covering a wide variety of topics, and that's going to be when it's finally put together and announced. It's going to be you'll hear about it here on RBN, and I think that's he's doing this as a volunteer effort because he likes what he hears on RBN, and he wants to make CDs available of a lot of different programming so that people in their individual neighborhoods can pass it out or play it at patriotic meetings and so forth. So, you know, there's all sorts of ways to promote RBN, you know, whether it's through postcards or putting a little note in your Christmas card, you know, or just anytime, anywhere, any place. So it's very important. We're going to have open phones tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, our number here is 800-313-9443, but I'd like to share with you tonight, before we get into the open phones, I want to share with you some correspondence that I've received, both by email and by letter, because, as I've said before, when you're in a public forum writing for a newspaper like American Free Press, which I have done since we launched American Free Press, and for many years before that, the Spotlight, and, you know, being interviewed on lots of different programs. I was interviewed on a couple different radio programs around the country outside RBN just this past week, some local broadcasts, and of course, and now having my own program right here on Republic, you know, it's like you're in a fishbowl, and everything you say or write is people look at it very, very carefully, and their interpretations of what you say or write are not always exactly what you have actually said or written, and that's why I always say it's so very important to keep a close watch on what is written, and when you quote it correctly. In the meantime, I saw what I thought was a rather interesting news note today that just goes to show you what kind of a dynasty-controlled country we are in the United States today. Now, you know, Dirk Kempthorne, the governor of Idaho, he always struck me as a pretty good fellow, even when he was here in the United States Senate. I knew some people that knew the Kempthornes, Mr. and Mrs. Kempthorne, and they said they were pretty nice people. Well, Mr. Kempthorne left the U.S. Senate and became governor of Idaho, and now he's been appointed U.S. Interior Secretary by President Bush. Well, that means he's going to have to give up the governorship of Idaho. But now I understand that his wife, the First Lady of Idaho, has asked the Lieutenant Governor, James Risch, to name her as his own replacement. Now, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, if Dirk Kempthorne, the governor of Idaho, becomes U.S. Interior Secretary, there's a vacancy there. And that means the lieutenant governor moves up. Well, Mrs. Kempthorne, the wife of the governor, wants to be governor herself now. I don't think that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for some entertaining and interesting letters from some of my listeners.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press, the populist national weekly newspaper that I think you should be reading on a regular basis. Please check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, I always say, is kind of like a weekly newsprint edition of all the great programming that you get right here on RBNLive.com. Incidentally, I want to say a special hello to Bill and the folks at Community Radio at 100.3 FM in Kamaya, Idaho. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I got an email from Bill telling me that I was coming on too fast and running over his broadcast, so I hope I'm doing a little bit better there. I am new to radio, but I'm having a lot of fun doing it, and as I said before the break, I'm getting a lot of interesting emails and letters, some of them rather peculiar, some of them rather amusing. I did mention before we went to the break that, speaking of Idaho, that the wife of the governor of Idaho wants to take her husband's place if he goes up to Washington, comes up to Washington here to become Interior Secretary. Now, I'm sure Mrs. Kempthorne is a very nice lady, and she may well be qualified to be governor, but you know, my reaction to this is that we have too many political dynasties in America today. We've had a lot of dynasties in America, for better or for worse, you know, and some of the names are very familiar, names like Kennedy and Roosevelt and Taft and, You know, but if you look more and more at the people who are serving in public office today, these are people who are the sons and daughters of previous members of the House and the Senate. And I think it's about time for these dynasties to move over and let some common folks come in. So you know, I'm sure Mrs. Kempthorne is a nice lady, but she could do the American public a real service by bowing out and saying maybe the lieutenant governor up there should. I said she wanted to be governor. She wants to be appointed as lieutenant governor, I guess. Maybe the new governor should appoint some everyday citizen in that post and let someone like that take the post. So I don't know. It's up. What do you think? Now let me read you a letter that I got by email today, quoting somebody on the internet says that American Free Press, the newspaper I write for, and a book that I've written is neo-Nazi. Now, the person goes on to say, I hope not. I like to read it, referring to American Free Press, to get alternative sources of news and hopefully to get at the truth, but not a twisted or distorted version of it for some goal of bringing the cold reptilian Nazi back into power. And he goes on to say, I hope the AFP is not trying, that's American Free Press, I hope the AFP is not trying to reignite this evil force upon our world. Well, you know, I wrote this gentleman back and I said, you know, if you're a reader of American Free Press, you should be able to judge for yourself whether American Free Press is trying to bring back Nazism to America. You know, this allegation, everybody's a Nazi these days. And as we were discussing here a couple nights over the past couple weeks, it seems like everybody's being accused of being anti-Semitic and Nazi. And, you know, it's Nazism died 50 years ago. In Germany, you know, so this whole neo-Nazi line is kind of crazy, but, you know, saying that someone's, I don't even know what neo means anymore. It's been so overused, but I find it interesting that people have accused not just American Free Press, but a lot of other patriotic groups and organizations and publications. They say, well, they're really neo-Nazis, but they disguise their rhetoric and try to sound patriotic. Well, I can never figure out how, if someone is trying to promote Nazism, why they would disguise their rhetoric. Well, of course, you know, that's the kind of nonsense that you have to deal with. But, you know, I'm so sorry that this person who wrote me couldn't make a judgment for himself. I mean, it's kind of funny that, you know, he would write me and say, well, are you a neo-Nazi? And I wrote him back and I said, you know, I'm always accused of anti-Semitism. And even if I deny it, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is going to come out and say, well, he denies he's an anti-Semite, but he is. And if I say I have Jewish friends, they will turn around and say, well, that's what the anti-Semites always say. Some of my best friends are Jews. So you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. And speaking of which, I got a letter from a listener to RBN commenting on my recent interview with my colleague Willis Cardo from American Free Press. Well, he says, I fail to see how you can call it American Free Press and not address important issues concerning Mr. Cardo's involvement during the E. Howard Hunt investigations with Mark Lane and the CIA cover-up of the Kennedy assassination. Well, he goes on to say that Mr. Cardo and I were involved with Mark Lane and apparently the CIA in covering up the role of Fidel Castro in the Kennedy assassination. Well, needless to say, neither Mr. Cardo nor Mark Lane or I have collaborated with the CIA in covering up the role of Castro in the Kennedy assassination. And I would add further, I don't think that Castro had anything to do with the Kennedy assassination. The writer goes on to say, I find nothing free or American about your program. That's the program here in RBN. He says, it's more total suppression of the truth using 911 Hegelian hypothesis to smokescreen all the events beyond 20 years ago. He goes on to say, you may deceive some of your audience listeners, but not me. Obviously, you're in bed with the continuing Castro revolution to suppress his involvement in the Kennedy assassination. Even that reprobate LBJ admitted that before he was taken out at the close of the Vietnam War. You're just continuing the same cover-up that was going on during the Bush campaign to delay the release of the American hostages in Iran. Why won't you talk about the Phoenix program and CIA black ops happening right now in this country and the gun running coming in from Castro? Well, I don't know. I have been critical of the CIA, so I don't know what programming he's listening to. Well, you know, I get confused when I get letters like this, folks. I mean, and then he goes on to say when Liberty Lobby was sued in Washington by E. Howard Hunt, who worked with the CIA, he says, the jury was rigged with incompetent black people which had no knowledge of the 1963 assassination, and Mark Lane manipulated this jury. Well, Mark Lane had no control over, other than as any other attorney does, had no control over who got on the jury. And one of the prerequisites of serving on a jury is not that you have to have knowledge about a particular event. But be that as it may, folks, I'm just trying to let you see the kind of letters that I get from people. He says to me, why do you let Cuba dictate the format of your show? Castro is still a madman. Why are you aiding and abetting him? Have you ever been to Mexico City? E. Howard Hunt was in Washington, D.C. when Kennedy was shot. Where was Daddy Bush? Where were you? Well, I was about 3 years old when Kennedy was shot, and I can't tell you about Daddy Bush. And, well, folks, I'm confused. you know, see, this is the kind of thing, you know, when you're in the public eye or the public ear, as the case may be, you get letters that, you know, sometimes you just don't quite know where people are coming from. In that same letter, I got another letter from this gentleman who's written me five or six times, frankly. And he says that he doesn't want to read American Free Press because, evidently because American Free Press is selling books by Gore Vidal, the famous journalist. He says that Vidal was working with homosexual lobbyists in aiding and abetting with them to discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI, which was Communist Goal 35. He says, shame on you for not informing your readers on the real truth. The lies continue to be spread by the liberal biased media on J. Edgar Hoover because he exposed the Jesuit conspiracy and the Black Panthers. Well, about J. Edgar Hoover, ladies and gentlemen, J. Edgar Hoover, as far as I'm concerned, was, you know, he claimed to be fighting communism, and yet he was in bed with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, was responsible for conspiring with B'nai B'rith to bring sedition charges against the patriotic Americans who exposed and criticized the warmongering of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Later, J. Edgar Hoover put his name on a book that said that the Anti-Defamation League was fighting communism in America, and yet Bella Dodd, a former official of the Communist Party who broke with communism and became an American patriot, told people privately that whenever the Communist Party needed any direction, the Communist Party USA, they got their direction from a place in the Waldorf Astoria in New York. Well, what has often been deleted from Mrs. Dodd's revelations is that was the office of an ADL official that was directing the American Communist Party. And, of course, we all do know now that J. Edgar Hoover had a top-level informant in the American Communist Party all those years. He was talking about what a danger it was to the country. The number three man in the American Communist Party was a Trotskyite informer for J. Edgar Hoover. Well, anyway, folks, I just wanted to read that letter to you because, you know, this is I get these letters that, you know, I'm an agent of Fidel Castro and covering up his role in the JFK assassination. And, you know, I kind of get confused sometimes. I've been called a left-wing extremist, and I've been called a right-wing extremist. And like I said, all these labels, I just don't think they mean much anymore. Well, when we come back, we're going to go to the phones. We've already got a couple callers lined up, and we'll see what they have to say about whatever they have something to say about. And hopefully we won't cover them up. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, this is Michael Collins Piper, alleged agent for Fidel Castro, coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, coming to you from Washington, D.C. I probably shouldn't say that I'm an alleged agent for Fidel Castro, because then people are going to say that Piper says he's an alleged agent for Fidel Castro. I had someone years ago publicizing the allegation that both of my grandfathers were rabbis, which, of course, that was not true, but needless to say, that got out there, and, well, there's a lot of people out there today that think both of my grandfathers were rabbis. Well, maybe I'd be a lot richer and more powerful if they were. Anyway, we do have some callers here lining up. We have Carlos from California. Carlos, come on up.
Michael.
How are you tonight, Carlos?
Very good. It's rainy here in California.
I didn't think I only ever saw it rain in California one time. What happened?
Well, it's been raining here for 2 weeks, but it hadn't rained it for 6-8 months. So
oh, okay.
I guess we're due for it.
I guess. All right. Well, just make sure it doesn't rain. I like to go on vacation in California. Make sure it doesn't rain when I'm out there.
Well, it's only going to last a couple of more days, so
okay.
That's about it.
What are you thinking about tonight?
I've been reading your publication since 1978.
Okay.
And I've heard all these allegations about your association, your publication association with Nazism. And, you know, I was born in Mexico. The Nazis would have crucified me, you know.
Okay.
But I get a lot of truth out of your publication. It's driven me in the right direction towards seeing what's happening in the world. The reason why they attack your publication is because your publication rightfully attacks Zionism, because Zionism is at the heart of most of the misery of our problems. We're in the Middle East right now because of Zionism.
That's right, exactly. I mean, you know, and, you know, people try to find other reasons to find other explanations for it, but you're right, Carlos. That's the bottom line of it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you look at all the neoconservatives that are really the hidden force behind Bush, they all belong to JINSA or AIPAC or all these Zionist organizations, and you can tell their bottom line motivation.
That's right. You know,
Israel is going to the Middle East, wipe out the Arabs, and clear the pathway for Israel. I mean, it's so obvious.
you know something. Now, this is interesting. You just summarized the whole situation in about five or six sentences in about 2 or 3 minutes at maximum. And you know what's so amazing about it is that probably 90% of the American people wouldn't have the capacity to have done what you have just done. And the reason why you're able to do it is because you have been reading publications like The Spotlight and American Free Press and listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you're able to sit out there. I don't know where you are in California, but you're able to sit out there in California and you're able to judge for yourself and look at what the mass media is presenting and what all the alternative media is presenting, and you have reached this judgment. And yet most of the American people, unfortunately, don't have that opportunity. So, you know, I've written a couple books on the subject, but you summarize it all in a couple sentences.
Well, Michael, your publication and the books that I bought through your publication has given me the insight to put most of the puzzle together. And I'm able to sit back and see what's going on and get a good perspective. You know, here with the illegal immigration problem, I can see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hegelian dialectic at work. One side being pitted against the other, and the international corporations on top manipulating both sides. They want the conflict.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there, Carlos. That's exactly what's going on. And you know, and the problem is, you know, both sides in this thing are so sincere because, I mean, you know, there are people who have come to this country from all over, you know, legally and illegally because they see opportunities here. You know, and I mean, and on the other hand, then there are people and they're absolutely right. There are people who say, well, we can't have illegal immigration. We've got to protect our borders. We've opened up our country to an overflow, and we've got to do something about it. And the problem is, it's like you can't find a nice middle ground there. But the problem is then, too, that, like you say, these big corporations, they're the ones who are ultimately benefiting. So it's my concern is, that it's going to be used to manipulate all of the citizens and create situations of violence. And that what happens then? That gives the government, the people who are in control of the government, the excuse to declare martial law.
That's where it's headed. Then I can see it coming. Today here in Carson, I'm here in Carson. My kid goes to high school there. They had another walkout, and a couple of kids got hurt. The police clubbed one kid there. But you can see the violence gradually increasing, incrementing. It's going to take a while, but eventually the New World Order knows quite well that eventually it's going to converge and be a total blowout between both sides, and that's what they want.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's kind of funny. In the Middle East, the Zionists have tried to split up the Arab countries, and that's exactly what they're doing here. Carlos, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Stay tuned. We got a lot more callers lined up here. We want to see what they have to say.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Piper coming back to you here tonight on RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I found that commercial for Republic Trading Post very interesting because, you know, I need to go out and get myself a shortwave radio. And, you know, there's one of these stores down the street where I could get one. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do just what that commercial said and go to Republic Trading. And I'm going to help RBN stay on the air, because you know what? If RBN went off the air, I'd go off the air, and so would lots of other good hosts here, and you'd miss a lot of good programming. So listen to that. Listen to that commercial very carefully. And when you need to get a shortwave as a gift for a friend, get it. Get it at Republic Trading. Okay, we got Larry from Florida. Larry, why don't you come on up?
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. You know, if the illegal aliens and their supporters can get 500,000 people out on the street, and school kids can walk out of school, and then that's just Los Angeles and Southern California, not to mention Chicago and everything else that's been going on, why can't we do something? And here's, you know, now, myself, I work 10 hours a day, five, sometimes 6 hours, 6 days a week. I can't get on a bus and go to Washington, D.C., or even Tallahassee. I just don't have the time. But as you might have heard me mention once or twice, I've been National Alliance member for almost 10 years, And they have downloadable flyers, which I, during the week, in the evenings, I download some. And on weekends, if there's any kind of a gathering of the kind of people I want to try to set out the word for about this organization to, rodeos or terrific, wonderful things to do it, and other other gatherings of the kind of people I want to target. There I am out there handing out flyers, putting them under windshield wipers of cars and so forth and so on. Okay, well, that's my particular, you know, I'm pushing the National Alliance or National
Larry, Gang. Let me tell you something. It's very interesting you bring this up. I mentioned it earlier this evening that I did a local radio show on a local station out west, and we opened up discussing. It was just right after all these massive rallies around the country, you know, and I said precisely the same thing that you did. It just kind of amazes me that here these people are, and in this case the illegal aliens and their supporters, they're able to rally a couple hundred thousand people, and yet unless it's a some special interest type rally on some issue, you know, it just doesn't seem like the broad mass of Americans are able to pick up their rear ends and do anything. But the good thing is, like you say, even though you might be able not be able to drive even to Tallahassee or certainly to Washington or something, there's things you can do in your neighborhoods. And I know, for example, I was on a local radio station out in Salt Lake City, and I can tell you that they have a very active Minuteman group there. So at least there are some people. What they're doing, they're confronting the politicians, and that's what I think is very, very important. You know, the politicians do have to come home to get votes, and what we need to do is confront these people, you know, on their home turf, and don't let them get away with fancy footwork and you know, these guys, they come into your neighborhoods and they play this game like, oh, I'm your representative in Congress, I'm your U.S. senator, you owe me a great deal of respect. No, they owe the citizens a great deal of respect, and this is why citizens have to do like what you're doing, Larry, in your own neighborhood as best you can and as best everyone else can. Just get out there and, you know, do whatever parts you can to spread the word. So what you're doing is important.
Yeah. You know, I've made the newspaper twice in this town for my activities of handing out leaflets and putting them, tacking them to trees and everything else. You know, of course, I was a vile racist, but at least people know, you know, people who pick up the paper knew who the National Alliance was. I got some publicity just from my activities. Now, what I'd like to see, okay, National Vanguard and National Alliance has some good downloadable flyers, but I'd like to see somebody get some downloadable flyers, you know, like basically no to illegal immigration. These already exist with the National Alliance and National Vanguard, but I'd like to see somebody, you know, I'm going to leave the Alliance out of this, just a mainstream no to illegal immigration downloadable flyer. Then I'd like to see somebody like you or anybody who's got the airwaves say on such and such a day, you know, start downloading them flyers now, and on such and such a night we all hit the streets, and in the morning when America wakes up, these flyers will be everywhere.
Well, you know, Larry, that you know, that's a good idea. It's a very good idea, and it's a workable idea, and, you know, this is the kind of thing, this is what I said on the first couple nights of this broadcast. I don't know if you listened in those nights, but I said that one of the things I wanted to make this program about was for trading ideas of how to communicate important issues, not to our own people who are listening in every night, but to try to communicate to the broad mass of the American people, number one, and also number two, to give, give ideas to our friends and people who think alike, you know, and try to find a way to communicate. So I'm with you 100% there, Larry.
Well, how can we start it?
I'll tell you, there's the problem. There are so many issues, but that's one of them right there. And, I guess, you know, it's the kind of thing I'm just, I'm just opening this forum up for those ideas. I mean, far be it from me to be the one to lead the movement. I only have an hour every night here. But, you know, there's all sorts of organizations and individuals, you know, that, you know, maybe what we need is some sort of leadership conference on illegal immigration and get the leaders of different radio networks and publications together in one room to hash out some of these ideas and say, okay, how are we going to confront this issue? And that's something I can suggest right here.
Well, my flyer idea, even the most, even a person who's afraid of the limelight and doesn't talk well in public and would rather not confront his congressman, he can come out and put things under windshield wipers.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, in an area like that, there are in different communities, different locales, of course, there's different rules and regulations that, you know, you do have to abide by. But, you know, that's the job of the people in each area to check those things out. But like I say, I would, you know, if there's anybody out there who's listening in who thinks they could get together some sort of national leadership conference of people from different organizations, you know, who may have disagreements on one issue or another, but we're all concerned, for example, about illegal immigration. I think that would be a start right there. So,
well, I'm just going to say one last little thing, and then I'm going to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Time is of the essence. The other side has just hogged up a lot of media time with their big demonstrations that they've just thrown this past weekend. And if we could get out millions of flyers all on the same night, and where America wakes up, where they're all over the lawns and attacked to the trees and under the windshield wipers and everywhere else, all in one night. Now, what a impact that would make if it happened in towns all across the nation.
You know, Larry, I tell you, I agree with you 100%, but I would also add this, that I can guarantee you that there were a lot of Americans watching those rallies who were saying, there must be something wrong here. And there are more and more people talking about it. So that's the good thing, Larry, about sometimes the mass media actually does us a service by they may be promoting some other idea or point of view, but it causes a backlash on the other side. So, you know, let's just cross our fingers and keep on working, and you keep doing what you're doing. So thank you for calling, Larry. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. All right, let's go to Scott from Massachusetts. Scott,
Mike,
are you there?
Mike, I'm here.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Buy bullets. Don't cross your fingers. Buy bullets. You're going to need them. That's my first admonition to all your listeners out there.
Okay.
All right? But, you know, it's just amazing how fast this thing is coming unglued. And what's going on internationally. And the ADL is the Communist Party. They don't direct it. They are the Communist Party.
Yeah.
They are the communists. You know, and what was it? Have you read Henry Ford's series?
I have some original editions from the 1920s.
I read, you know, Henry Ford years and years ago. And the only mistake that Henry Ford made was that he assumed that the American people would wake up. All through his volumes, that assumption keeps popping up, and he was wrong. And they're not going to wake up today until the lights go out. When the lights go out, all the little on-off dots of everybody's money disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who has dollar bills, they're worthless. Anybody who has money in the bank, it's worthless when the electricity goes out. And what did they do with the electricity? They put it in the hands of the international gangster banksters. We as the public own that electricity. They were quasi-governmental public utilities, right?
Right, right, exactly.
And they are no longer there in the hands of the enemy. As far as our representatives, We need to surround their houses. And God forbid, McCain and Kennedy are together on this immigration bill. Now, if anybody was wondering where John McCain's coming from the state of Arizona, to put out a piece of legislation out of the Judiciary Committee of the United States Senate that he and Kennedy sponsored together, let there be no illusions about who John McCain is. He is a criminal traitor.
Well, you know, I pointed out on the show the other night that McCain's personal family fortune was made possible through his marriage to a woman who her father was connected to the Bronfman organized crime family. So this should be of no surprise to anyone. You know, this is, again, it comes back to these political dynasties and these criminal networks that for years behind the scenes have run the political parties in all the states across America. You know, they call themselves Democrats and Republicans.
That's just part of the Hegelian dialectic.
Exactly.
And you are actually participating in the same dialectic on RBN.
Right. Unfortunately, you're correct. That's correct. You're absolutely right about that. It's we're played up against one another.
That's right. And you have to ask yourself why my brother Daryl got bounced.
Your brother Daryl.
Daryl Smith.
He is your brother.
Right.
Interesting. Well,
right.
I didn't know that. Well, now
and then 3 days later, I get bounced.
Bounced
from my Friday night program with Rick Adams.
I didn't know you had a program with Rick.
Well,
Adams.
I did it from September until January, I guess.
Okay, I didn't know that, so I can't comment.
Well,
on
I'm just it. Telling you. I'm just telling you what's going on. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in this whole operation that people can't even begin to get their minds around.
Well, you see, this is what, you know, this is what it all comes down to, and that's the fact that, and, you know, this is what when I write for American Free Press, I focus on what's going on behind the scenes. They even call some of the stuff what I write behind the scenes, because that's what I try to do. I try to cover that.
Read
I might not
between the lines. That's
right, exactly.
And it's not hard to do because these people aren't as smart as they think they are. And
well, that's why I tell people to read very carefully and listen very carefully.
That's
listen,
right.
And Scott, I'll tell you what, I got a whole raft of other callers, so I'm going to have to let you go right now, but you call again. And we're going to go to Joe from New York. Joe, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
How you doing?
Hey, I love your show. You've done a great job here.
Appreciate
at RBN. I wanted to ask you if you got a chance to read, I haven't heard anybody really talk about it, was that Kennedy School paper written by the dean in conjunction with a professor at the University of Chicago. Did you have a chance to read that paper?
That's the paper on the Israel lobby, yes. Not only have I read it myself, but just the last couple of days I've sent out about 5 or 6 copies to people and told them that they need to read it and send out copies to other people because, you know, thank God there's some people that, you know, who are supposedly establishment and mainstream who are saying, you know, what I've been saying and probably what you've been saying and lots of other people been saying for a long, long time.
The perfect quote was, as they called it, the elephant in the room that nobody talks about. I mean, it's just, it's so true. I mean, I look at all the stories, the AIPAC guys that are on trial, hear anything about that. Abramoff, they try to sweep it under the rug. The church fires, they found out. I mean, it's amazing. The church fires were front page news on most newspapers, and then when they determined who the people were that did this, that was the end of the story on that. It's just amazing. And I wanted to get your opinion on what you thought about the new chief of staff today, because I understand he's a Zionist guy too, isn't he, Mike?
Yeah, I just it's funny. I had just heard about that before I came on the air. Joshua Bolten is part of this whole network that I've called the High Priests of War, these neoconservative, these pro-Israel armchair war hawks that got us into this war in Iraq. And if there's any doubt about who's running the Bush administration, I think the very fact that Joshua Bolten is now in charge there really says that George Bush is not much more than a, you know, I've always called him a hand puppet. I'm not even sure he I'm not even sure he's actually, I don't even think that he qualifies to be called that. He's not even doing anything, and these other people are the ones who are pulling the strings, and occasionally they put some words in his mouth. So that's what we've got in the White House, and that's what we're up against.
Last question for me, Mike.
Yeah.
With the Israeli elections taking place today, I assume they're over and the current prime minister had won. Do you start seeing the drumbeat of Iran taking place center stage soon enough?
Whoever wins that election, yeah, that's going to be the big drumbeat. And
thanks,
I hear that drumbeat in the back. We have a few minutes left, and we're going to try to squeeze in the remaining callers. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here with you on RBNLive.com. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper. Well, we're going to go south to Texas and bring Bob up. Bob, how you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
All righty. What's going on tonight, Bob?
Okay, I have two quick things.
Okay.
I think one fellow already brought it up. Even though I am really happy about the Sheen revelation, I think that it's gotten in the way of that report by those two University of Professors. You know, I haven't heard anything about it. And I think that talk show host should be trying to interview those two men. Secondly,
good point. I see your point. That's a point very well taken. Yes, Charlie
Sheen. That's a very important report by some very important people.
Yeah, and it's the limelight has been taken by Charlie Sheen, who may mean well.
Don't get me wrong.
He's certainly not an expert.
He may not be an expert, but he's very, very valuable, and I don't want to discount that.
Right. I understand what you're saying. You were going to make a second point, Bob. Go ahead. I interrupted.
The second point is someone mentioned about electricity. Well, I just want to happen. You know, we need to buy guns. That's true, but we don't have to worry about electricity either, because the power grid is what's called a common carrier grid. That means that if I have my own generator and I generate electricity for my house, if I have an excess capacity, I have the right to sell it on that grid, okay?
Bob, I'll tell you what, though. I think his point, I see what you're saying. You're absolutely right.
I'm saying that if we all had generators, they couldn't take the electricity away from us.
Right, exactly. And you know, that's the whole thing. He's talking very generically, I might say. But the point is, you know, that obviously, you know, the power brokers have a lot of power, and not necessarily electrical power. And, you know, they can make us hurt in a lot of ways. And maybe that would be the best thing, because that might make Americans start waking up. But your point is well taken. We need to be prepared in every way possible.
Oh, one quick last teeny thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you talk show hosts believe you'd have to make us feel pain. But you know what? You got to balance it, because you can't take away hope.
No, right? I agree
because
with you.
Because if you make us feel too much pain and you take away the hope, they win. So you got to be wary of that.
Well, I think what you've done is something important. You've reminded people that they have that they can have their own electricity without being ripped off by the big boys. And you know, if worse comes to worst, we can always break up the piano and burn it to keep warm at night.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bob. We have one more caller we can squeeze in. Probably only a minute or so, but let's bring up Ed from Georgia.
Okay.
Ed, how you doing?
Just fine. I just want to respond to a previous caller, a guy who was wanting to promote the National Alliance. Just a suggestion to him and anybody else who's like him is I've been supporting the Constitution Party, and what I've been doing, I've been renting space at gun and knife shows.
Okay.
And I put literature on my table about the Constitution Party, but I also take copies of American Free Press magazine.
Okay, great.
And
good
I also
for you.
Take some reprint articles down there. And I give all these materials out to these people.
Ed?
And I do the same thing at homeschool conventions, too.
Ed, listen, I appreciate what you're doing, and that's what other people should be doing, too. And I hear that music, which tells me that what I have to do is close it up for the evening. So I'm going to thank you for your call and everybody else who's called in tonight and everybody else who's been listening, and urge people to keep on listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network and to spread the word and get your neighbors and your friends and your family listening too. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Michael Collins Piper once again coming to you right here on RBNLive.com. Keep that radio tuned in to RBNLive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.